One of our top business stories, breaking news. First thing, the ads came out for the Talabat IPO. We've been expecting it for several months now, but it is a thing. They are delivering, the people at Delivery Hero, which is a parent company for Talabat Holding. On the line to talk us through what we know now about this public offering, Sameer Lakhani, Managing Director at Global Capital Partners. Good morning, Sameer.
Good morning.
So, it's one of the big awaited IPOs of this year, along with the Lulu offering, and of course, what we have seen coming out from Spinneys. Let's start with what's actually being offered. 15% of the shares going on sale with a book building process. What would you expect to see in terms of price?
The price is something that they're going to announce on the 19th. Given what we know in terms of performance, the Talabat Talabat financials, they account for the bulk of the earnings for Delivery Hero. In fact, for 2023, the adjusted EBITDA for Talabat was greater than that of the entire Delivery Hero group for the first half of 2024. What has been disclosed thus far, Talabat accounts for nearly 85% of the entire EBITDA for Delivery Hero Group. So valuations are expected to be aggressive. In fact, there is some conjecture that the Talabat valuations might be greater than that of the parent Delivery Hero itself.
Does that mean it'll be expensive?
In terms of performance, Talabat is the best performing, but yes, you might see a higher valuation than what you have seen in some of the more recent IPOs. Yes, correct.
Okay. What do you think public appetite is like for this IPO at the moment? We've had a number of offerings. People are in the market. Some people have to dissolve holdings in other companies in order to buy in. What's the buzz that you're hearing?
This is predominantly an institutional IPO. In other words, of the 15% that is being offered, only 5% is being offered. 5% of the 15% is for the retail tranche. The bulk is going to be allocated for the institutions, and that is expected to be picked up very quickly. It's a very fast-growing segment, no doubt about it. It is also an incredibly competitive segment. We have competitors that we know from Saudi Jahez. We know that we have competitors in terms of Kareem. So it all depends on what investors perceive valuations to be, which is going to be priced on the 19th.
Talk to me about the competitiveness of that segment and what it means in general for the delivery company's ability to make a profit.
In terms of profitability, Talabat, like I said, it's been incredibly profitable on an EBITDA basis. But barriers to entry are low. We have other companies like Kareem that are coming in with a super app or everything app that includes food delivery. There is Deliveroo. There are a whole bunch of other players that are in the UAE and the broader MENA region, Saudi with their Jahez. I think pricing is going to be a significant factor in terms of margin expansion. Market share, Talabat is the highest so far in the region, but I think that will be severely tested as other companies throw in resources.
And of course, they've come out as well with the details this morning in terms of what they plan to do with dividend.
Correct. For the year 2024, they are going to pay out $100 million. For the year 2025, they expect in two tranches to pay out $400 million. Thereafter, 90% of the payout ratio in terms of profitability is what they're aiming for. So that should be healthy. But once again, we're all waiting with bated breath of what happens in the 19th with their prices.
Right. Talk to me about dividends and what counts as an attractive dividend, particularly as we see interest rates drop. How does that change our expectations, our demands?
It definitely puts a lower pressure on companies to put dividends at the forefront. this part of the world has been more dividend focused, and that served it well for when interest rates were going up. Yes, you are in terms of tech companies, or if you were to qualify Talabat as a tech company, the pressure is less. We have other examples where there is not a dividend payout, and they have done well. I think the overall pressure for dividends will subside if investors believe we are entering into a moderating interest rate environment.
Do you consider Talabat to be a tech company?
Personally speaking, I do not. They do have a technology platform, but it is a delivery and a logistics company more so than it is a tech company. The margins reflect that, whilst they might throw in advanced technology platforms, including AI, you know, I think everybody throws in AI these days. It is less of a tech company than it is a delivery stroke logistics company.
Okay, well, if we look at the other listings that we've got going on at the moment, obviously we've just had Lulu. That's been the biggest IPO of the year so far. Over in Oman, they've just raised $2 billion with the exploration unit of the state-owned energy company, potentially the methanol business to come. What else is on the blocks that's going to be competing with this IPO for attention, Samer? What else are we expecting to see this year?
I don't know whether we're going to see anything this year. I think we've run effectively to the end of the year. We might see one more. But in terms of candidates that have already announced their intention to float, we do know that Bayut is on its way. We do know the advertising company Mada. I think was announced by the Dubai government a couple of months ago. We have some a similar IPO to that of Salikin Parking being considered in Abu Dhabi with their toll operator and their parking operators. So we've got Etihad, obviously. So I think in the pipeline between government and private sector entities, we're looking at about at least a dozen candidates that are vying for going public between now and, say, the first half of 2025.
And 20 seconds left with you. What will the retail investor, or what should the retail investor be weighing up when it chooses between these offerings?
Valuations, always number one. Dividend would be a close second, but valuations is always up front and center. If investors can understand the business, then they're golden.
Samir Lakhani, Managing Director of Global Capital Partners, joining us this morning to talk to us about the newly announced Talabat IPO.